Hello, family of God, and welcome to New Covenant's Jubilee Sunday, celebrating 50 years of fellowship. What a wonderful weekend this has been. My name is Renee Antrosio, and it has been an honor to serve as pastor these 10 years, beginning after Ron's retirement in 2015. Before that, it was my privilege to participate in this fellowship starting in 1998. Taught by Ron and Jim, and being prepared, unbeknownst to them or me, to serve in this role. So why Jubilee, both biblically and now as NCF? Melissa has spoken some to the meaning of this observance in Scripture, and we recall how often God instructed the people of Israel to remember and commemorate God's good works among them with feasts and gatherings and offerings. Jeff has helped us remember some of the works of mercy, justice, and repair that God has accomplished through this fellowship and continues to do in and through us. The importance of remembering is not to toot our own horn, but to celebrate what God has done. As Jesus said in Matthew 5, "You are the light of the world. A city on top of a hill can't be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they put it on top of a lampstand, and it shines on all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before people so they can see the good things you do and praise your Father who is in heaven." And so we are grateful for the times of fellowship and difficulty that as we look back, we can see God's faithfulness and the gifts God brought out of hard times. After hosting Daily Bread Soup Kitchen for 7 years, we found that the pressing need in our community was for emergency shelter. In partnership with other churches and enabled by community donations, our fellowship hall was repurposed for overnight sleeping by upgrading those old wooden swinging doors to metal safety doors for the kitchen, adding emergency lighting, washer and dryer hookups, and a utility sink. We have since hosted both men's and women's shelters, and this past winter, a family emergency shelter through grants to the Regional Planning Commission. Meanwhile, in 2017 through 18, God led us through the high waters on the dry ground of Scripture to become a fully affirming congregation for our LGBTQ plus family. We held monthly Saturday sessions of 3 hours of intense Bible study, our, quote, sticky Scripture series, where Ron, lay teacher Kevin Hamilton, and I did deep dives into difficult topics, all of which were recorded and are available, along with our written notes on the NCF website. Outreach to the community through Good Friday street fests with live music and food trucks and a Red Cross blood donation station ended with the pandemic, but new opportunities surprised us. In the absence of in-person gatherings when restaurants were closed, our music team began recording songs for online worship. Michael Linder turned the sanctuary into a recording studio. Lori, Mark, Jeff, Chubbix, and more contributed to a collection of over 250 recorded songs that are used to create online services as podcasts that people can listen to at any time. Huge shout out here to Kevin McGuire, the hidden genius who puts these songs and new recordings every week of scriptures, prayers, and teachings together into this podcast that you're listening to now. Before 2020, we had never imagined such a thing was possible. But online worship has become our second service that allows us to connect with each other and be nourished by the Spirit, whether we are homesick or traveling or live far away from Champaign-Urbana. As we return to in-person worship, we notice that after 30 years in this building, the walls needed a fresh coat of paint and the carpet was stained from years of spilling coffee and communion. In 2023, new paint and carpeting and handrails for the stage were installed as we resumed hosting events in our sanctuary. A reparations forum highlighting the work of First Repair in Evanston with Jeff and Representative Carol Ammons, and a full house of community members. World Communion Sunday in partnership with the Ministerial Alliance, and a Holocaust Memorial art exhibit sponsored by the Jewish Federation. Our Zoom reparations conversations during the pandemic resulted in the establishment of the Reparations Committee and a reparations fund that began investing in college savings accounts for Black descendants of grandmothers who participated in NCF during the last 50 years, as well as the CU Reparations Commission coalition that Jeff leads, and numerous opportunities to share at county board meetings, city councils, statewide reparations forums, and other churches. Throughout this work, we have been continually reminded of our calling from Isaiah 58. Isn't this the fast I choose? Releasing wicked restraints, untying the ropes of a yoke, setting free the mistreated, and breaking every yoke. Isn't it sharing your bread with the hungry and bringing the homeless poor into your house, covering the naked when you see them and not hiding from your own family? Then your light will break out like the dawn and you will be healed quickly. Your own righteousness will walk before you and the Lord's glory will be your rear guard. God's work of mercy and justice and repair through this fellowship is ongoing, and we continue to be surprised by the opportunities God brings us. We don't often know what's next. Maybe a congregate feeding center for seniors to eat lunch and play games during the week. Maybe a shelter or a center to serve immigrants. This building has truly become a ministry center, as the sign outside declares. Your donations and hard work and prayer have made that possible, like the installation of solar panels on our rooftop, shout out to Joyce Mast, that make our electricity almost free. And why else are we gathered for Jubilee? Another part of this biblical concept that we are invited to prayerfully contemplate is the aspect of forgiveness of debts and the restoration of relationships through wiping the slate clean. Melissa and Jeff spoke to the outward focus of participating in God's work of putting things right, the kingdom coming among us as the Spirit of God is upon us, as Isaiah prophesied and Jesus brings into the fulfillment of now, the ongoing experience of Jubilee. And I have felt that part of God's plan for us as the current and historical and future new covenant is to embrace the interpersonal forgiveness and repair of Jubilee. Isaiah's words about not hiding from your own family are relevant both in reparations work and also in repair of relationships among ourselves. Isaiah 58 goes on to say, "If you open your heart to the hungry and provide abundantly for those who are afflicted, your light will shine in the darkness and your gloom will be like the noon. The Lord will guide you continually and provide for you, even in parched places. He will rescue your bones. You will be like a watered garden, like a spring of water that won't run dry. They will rebuild ancient ruins on your account. The foundations of generations past you will restore. You will be called mender of broken walls, restorer of livable streets." And so, as I often have come to do during my teachings, we are going to take some time to pause and pray. This time about the areas in our relationships with each other that need forgiveness mending, or restoration. Being in fellowship together, we who are both broken and being healed, means that we both bless and hurt each other. Words have been spoken, emails have been sent, misunderstandings have been had, and mistakes have been made. Perhaps you hurt from the absence of those who no longer gather here. Perhaps something a pastor has done or not done has caused you pain. Perhaps there are things you have said or done that you wish would have gone differently. This is not a time to tell some unsuspecting person how much you have held against them these many years, but rather to come into God's loving presence with as much honesty as we can muster, to silently ask the Lord for healing and forgiveness. So we will pause for that silence. Breathe in the presence of the Holy Spirit and settle our hearts before God. In communion, we are invited to the Lord's table, where we again bring ourselves in silence into the loving presence of Jesus. Like Peter, knowing our shortcomings and betrayals, we say to Jesus, "Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus beckons us on, calling us back to the work. We too are invited to step out of our comfort zones, out on the water, amidst the waves. Jesus stretches out his hand, and he will catch us when we fall. He has never failed us, not as individuals nor as a fellowship. May we continue, both in our own walks of faith and as the family of God together, to focus our eyes on Jesus as we follow him together. Amen.